Today's Mishnah is from the second and third Mishnah from the first parak of Masechta Avodah Zarah. And yesterday's Mishnah, we saw the limitations of prohibition of doing business dealings with idol worshippers 3 days prior to their festival. So this Mishnah continues with two more opinions. The first is as follows. Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shosha Yamim Lifneihem or Shosha Yamim Achreihem Asur. Not only 3 days prior to the festival, but also 3 days after the festival as well, does the prohibition exist. And that is because Rabbi Shmuel understands that idol worshippers not only praise the idol or their gods as a result of events that occurred just prior to the festival, but also in anticipation of events that were coming up as well. That's why those business dealings were prohibited. However, Chachamim say no, Lifnei Eidehem Asur, V'Lachar Eidehem Mutar. So Chachamim says no, the prohibition only applies prior to the festival and not after. And the Chachamim here seem to be expressing the same opinion as really is what we learned in yesterday's Mishnah. So what's different? The Gemara explains there are two differences. One is, according to yesterday's Mishnah, the 3 days prior to the festival did not include the festival itself. Whereas the opinion in this Mishnah, the Chachamim say it was 3 days including the festival. So it's one less day prohibited prior to the festival. Another difference is that if someone did do business with dealings, so would you say, b'dieved, meaning after the fact, is the profits made, is there isor hana'a, is one prohibited from gaining any benefit from it? According to the Tanya in yesterday's Mishnah, one is not prohibited b'dieved. However, Chachamim here more machmir, and one would not be able to get any hana'a from the proceeds of those business dealings. Let's now learn Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah begins. Ve'elu yideihem shel goyim. These are the festivals of which the Mishnah was previously referring to, of the idol worshippers. The first is calendar. So calendar refers to, really New Year's, or specifically New Year's. It could also be referred to the beginning of the month as well. Next is Saturnura, which is most likely Saturnalia, which was, it says here, in Kati says it was the 17th of December, but I believe it was an 8th day Roman festival that finished around on the 25th. And I think it was hijacked or evolved over time to be another festival that we are familiar with on that same day. Next is Cratesim. My understanding is that the Romans were victorious in conquering Alexandria in Egypt. Next is Yom Ginusa Shel Malachim. This is the day where the king was coronation. Coronation day was also where they worshipped their idols. And the next is Yom HaLeda. That's the day, the birthday of the king. Yom HaMita, and the day that the king had died. Meaning, once his son took over, during the son's reign, they would still celebrate the day that the father had passed away as a idol worshipping festival. However, Chachamim say, it depends. Kol mitei sheyesh basreifa. Any time when the king died, they burnt after his death all his kli tashmishor, so only all these implements and tools that were unique to him. That's indicative that it was a day of idol worship. The festival's idol worship. So kol mitei sheyesh basreifa, yesh ba'avodah zarah. V'she'ein basreifa, if they weren't doing all that burning, we say ein ba'avodah zarah, then it's not a day that they celebrate as the day of idol worship. So the Mishnah mentions other days where only the day itself is Asur, not the days leading up to it. And these are personal festivals. The first is Yom Tiglachat Zkano, meaning this seem to be a festival where they say shave their beard, or Blorito, which is like the hair on top of the head, like the big fringe. For example, they used to grow that and shave it, and that was a festival for them. Yom Shalah Bo Miriam, or the day they returned from the ocean, celebrate, they would sacrifice to the Avodah Zarah. The Yom Shiatsami Beit Asrim, or the day they were released from jail, the Goisha Samish de Lebano, or the day where one of these idol worshippers was celebrating the wedding of his son. All those days, Mishnah says, Enu Asur, Elo Toyom, that there's no prohibition of doing business 3 days leading up to it, but only the day itself, the To Ishbil Vad, and only that particular individual that experienced that event, I was going to say Simcha, but whatever, the event, that either he's married his son, or he got it for the return from the ocean, or he shaved his hair, or beard, and the other ones listed in the Mishnah. Meaning only that day, and only that individual for these, if you like, personal festivals. Those are Mishnah today.